Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on, live on, lots of money.
That's Sir Elton bringing us back. His mama named him Reginald. 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Mike Daniels is here. He's our guest. He's an amazing leader in the technology industry, folks. He's one of the original CEOs of Silicon Valley, and he's one of the people on whose shoulders we stand. Those of us who use technology, especially the internet these days, he and a bunch of other folks were the godfathers of this world, of the technology world, and especially the internet. He's the chairman of the National Advisory Board of AEI's Global Internet Strategy Project. Mike, thanks again for being here. Former chairman, CEO of Network Solutions back in the 90s. Mike, you gave us a look back in the previous segment of where things came from. Now let's talk about where things are going. Clearly, the internet and the associated applications, the technology around it that it has spawned and the things that have helped create it, certainly those have created disruptions. And, of course, you know, the Chinese sign for opportunity includes chaos and possibilities, right? I mean, it's a dual-edged thing. The internet created opportunities. It also created disruptions.
That's right, Jim. I mean, what I would leave your listeners on the show today with is most people believe now that the internet and the creation of it and the ongoing expansion, which we're all living through every day, is going to go down as one of the most significant inventions of modern history, mm-hmm. and maybe in all of history. And I'm a believer in that now from living in it for 20, 30, 40 years, even back 50 at the start of this. The positives have been unbelievable economic growth for all of us who have built companies over the years and still do today around the internet as a core technology. The continued expansion across the entire globe. We've never seen any technology that could connect billions and billions of people in every single corner of the earth. Continues as we're talking today.
It's a classic example of transitioning from analog leverage, like a handle, to digital leverage.
Yep.
And the things that you and I are about the same age. I remember when everything was analog, whenever something was either horsepower or manpower, pretty much maybe some electricity. But now we have digital leverage, and that's lowering the bars to entry for entrepreneurs. It's allowing them to do more with less. It's allowing them to reach farther with less effort into areas that we never would have been able to do before. I'm doing things in my company today that if I could have done them 30 years ago, it would have taken 10 times as many people, but I wouldn't have been able to even have done them 10 years ago. We're doing new things, and that have never been done before. And that's the power of the internet, isn't it?
It's the central core power of the internet, Jim. It's been an unbelievable, extreme, disruptive technology that's given all of us in the business world one of the greatest opportunities in history in our lifetimes. And the other side of it has been, if you do not understand this and you have not been able to harness and use the power of this in your business, then you're going to go away. We see it whether you're a major corporation around the globe or a small business on the street corner of Main Street. You're exactly right, Jim. This is what we're talking about.
Every innovation in the history of mankind has been a disruptor and an opportunity creator. Every one of them. The automobile, the internal combustion engine, you know, created a great opportunity, but it also put the buggy whip makers out of business. So there's always been this way, but today with the velocity of change increasing so much, not change, but the velocity of it increasing so much, it's helped us to understand that we have to find a way to be on the right side of the change, right? On the opportunity side, not on the disruption side.
You have to, Jim. And, you know, the thing I've found in our conversations over many years now is you have been the person that I've seen in this country who's talked about the two aspects of this. The great opportunity for small businesses to use and harness this to grow great, solid businesses. And number two has been, in your book, The Third Ingredient, which I still think is a cornerstone of what we're talking about, how we have no moral or ethical framework to put around this digitization of the globe and what's gone on with the Internet. And you are dead right about that. It's one of the biggest problems we have today.
Well, thank you for pointing that out and for the kind words. But that's the problem. The problem is we never talked about ethics because we just did it. We lived it. It was in us. It was part of us. But now we have a new universe of digital, and we have to create something we've never had to create before in a hurry, in a matter of a decade or two. We have to create the digital ethics concept from our analog ethics background. That's what's causing a lot of anxiety right now, isn't it?
Yes, Jim, the answer is yes. And we're living in an era that the Internet, I believe, has caused a large part of this, of extreme disruption in technology businesses, in the regular businesses we work each day, in the institutions of our country and across the globe, and people personally, Jim. Mm-hmm. They've been unable to adapt quickly or rapidly to this monumental earth-shaking change that the Internet and technology disruption has brought.
When we
I
come
think you're
back,
exactly right. That's what we see around us every day.
Every day. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Mike, get Mike to talk to us about two things that I think are coming at us that could be bigger disruptors than the Internet. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.